afternoon, everybody out there listening. This is the Reverend Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. How have you been? Hope you had a great week. I had a good week myself. The sun is shining here. It's going down. And something amazing has happened over the last 2 days. In fact, it was yesterday. Behind my backyard. Before that, like before Friday, I noticed that they had begun sprouting green leaves, but just like that, not a bit of rain, but there was such a big difference in the amount of green that all of a sudden was adorning these trees. Now, full contingent leaves. Still ways to go, actually, maybe about 50% done, but now there is so much more green back there. I've been looking at brown trees, brown limbs for the last 3 months. And I remember something. I'm going to change subjects here. Hour, going from one subject to another. I wonder if you give me about a couple of minutes. I've got to go do something, and I'll be right back, okay? I apologize, but something has come up, and I've got to just take about a two-minute break here, okay? And I'll be back as quickly as I can. Thank you. I'll tell you the truth. I'm almost 70 years old, and over the last 2 years, I've been losing teeth. One being, my parents were English. And the English have a reputation for having notoriously bad teeth. And throughout my life, I've required a lot of dental work. And now as I'm getting older, and I did some research on the internet, it's not uncommon, especially when you reach age 70 years old, to lose some teeth. And over the last 2 years, I've lost five. And I just got this, it's called a flipper. It sits in my lower mouth over my teeth. It's the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. And so I forgot to put it in. It's a good thing because otherwise when I chew or even when I speak, my mouth is not getting accustomed to having the teeth in there. I'm trying to do that, getting my mouth used to talking and eating and singing even with this flipper in my mouth. But that's the reason I left, and VBS Radio thought that I had dropped off. But anyway, I'm back. So thank you for hanging in there. Oh, what a day. I got up this morning. I went to the track, the dirt track on Lackland Air Force Base, and my usual workout. I don't know why it is, but dirt tracks, I think if I could encourage you to do the workout that I do, I think others approval to do this just in case. You know, your health and what your staff is in regard to your ability to do strenuous running, if you know what I mean, and it's on a dirt road. And I did six today. I've been over the last month, probably done like maybe. And I've been doing sprints for a long time. I've done, prior to that, running a mile, walking and running, circles on the track, the rubber track. And then I found out that not everyone said this, but I took it to heart because it sounds logical to me. It said that when you work out on a rubber track, that rubber in the track grabs the rubber of your shoes and doesn't allow rotation of the knees, unless you've got spikes on your shoes. Also, going around in the curves doesn't allow rotation of the knees. Now, whether that, I don't know for sure. I think that ever since I'm going to the rubber track, I'm feeling great. My knees feel And I almost so effortless. If you do the research on the internet, they say sprinting is the best exercise. Okay, let me try this. Let me try to move then and how about here? Can you hear me better here? Okay, thank you. So apparently I was breaking up the location where I had my cell phone was the same as it has been over the last couple of weeks, but who knows? It might be ETs trying to tap into the signal out there in from different locations. I imagine that they have some technology out there, those extraterrestrials that are in with making contact to us human beings here on Earth, technology that is beyond our comprehension, where they could probably listen in on any signal, you know, radio, television, anywhere on Earth from their own solar system, all those light years away, you know. I believe that's possible, or maybe a spaceship, you know, up there in the atmosphere, maybe behind the moon. And do I sound better, Don, now? Am I breaking up as much? Okay, thank you. So I'll go back to what I was saying about, in my opinion, after all these years, my workout now, and I like to share this information because it's a tip, like in my book, The Great Little Bits of Advice that I've learned from other people. And I share that with you because it's okay. How about this is where I was before a long time ago. How about here? Does that work any better? Okay. The reason I didn't do this over the last few shows was because the sun is setting over there in the distance and it was getting into my eyes, so I kind of turned over to the side. I've got my speaker set up here where I do my singing, and it's facing in a different direction, but the sun is almost disappearing behind the treetops. Therefore, I shall continue. If I sound not broken up, I'll keep on going and continuing to talk about the workout. This is what I recommend for anybody that's interested in improving their heart health, their overall health, on the surface that the dirt track has, which allows the feet to kind of slide along on top of the small rocks, if you will. I feel like I'm flying. I mean, today I can run at full speed and when I turn around and come back, I don't do circles anymore because of the not allowing rotation of the knees. It's a high intensity exercise, as you know, and I think anyone can do it. But here's the catch, and I just found this out today. I just realized it today. And now it might be true, it might not be true. And it is, if you're going to work out in the morning, first thing, before you've eaten any food, it could be one reason why people have or develop big bellies when they get older. Have you not noticed that? Of course. Mainly men, women too, I think, but not in as much detail, if you will, as men. And so I'm going to try something, an experiment, over these next few weeks to see if it might make a difference, because I do have a bit of a belly, even being a vegan myself, vegetarian, vegan, mostly vegan, about 99% vegan. Some of the food I eat does have a little bit of dairy and egg in it. And again, if you're going to do the running or try it and you haven't done it for a while, please go and talk with your doctor first to see that you're healthy enough to do that without maybe hurting your heart or any other body part, if you know what I mean. So getting up in the morning and exercising, like when I was in the Army from 1982 until when I got a profile for running in 2000, 18 years later, I used to always work out in the morning. And I think the rationale behind that is that when you exercise on a full stomach later on or right after having eaten, how should I say it, the desire, the fortitude, the intestinal kind of fortitude, for lack of a better way of putting it, to push your body to that limit that you would otherwise do when you had no food in your stomach, you know? And plus, you get out of the way in the morning. That's my rationale. Now, is it true? I'm going to have to find out over these next few weeks. And if it is, even if it makes a little bit of difference, I'll weigh about 155 pounds, 160. But I can go up based on the water in my body, you know. I eat about the same. I eat the same kinds of things, mostly vegan stuff, you know. Gardein. Have you ever heard of Gardein? G-A-R-D-E-I-N. I'm going to take a drink. And it is a good kind of protein, a good source of protein. They have vegetables too in their some of their soups. Some of the frozen, like fake crab or fake beef or chicken tenders, is made of textured vegetable protein. It's a good source of protein. Besides tofu and beans, tempeh, seitan, what else? There are other sources of protein. Some vegetables have a little bit of protein in them. That's always a concern of mine, getting enough protein. But going back to the running, as I mentioned, since 2017, I've been really involved with sprinting because, for one thing, I've developed sleep apnea over the years. It's a pretty common thing. There's millions of people out there in the world who also have sleep apnea, you know, so I don't feel guilty about that. But I've tried to use the CPAP, and I've not been compatible with it. You know, it kind of dries my sinuses, so I gave up that. I tried the mouthpiece that you sleep with at night, you know, that keeps the mouth closed so you can breathe through your nose, and that didn't work. It hurt my teeth. And I've also tried taping my mouth shut because I snore. My wife snores, too, but I snore louder than her, apparently. And that's a pretty common thing. Tom Cruise, they say, he sleeps a lot, and that might, like in his marriage and other marriages I've heard, the husband and wife separate, they go into different, sleep in different rooms at night because of the snoring, which is unfortunate. We use, both my wife and I use earplugs, but apparently my snoring is so loud that she also wears headphones over the earplugs and listens to me. Be okay with that. If we had a different house, a bigger house, then it would be okay to have her own room, you know, and spend some time together. But in this house, we've got my stepdaughter and three grandchildren living with us, and so it's a little bit kind of tight living conditions, but we've been living that way since about 2011. And I'm helping to improve their quality of life. I pay for everything. You know, we've got three cars, two already paid off. One's mine. One's my grandson's. Of course, it's still under my name. I'm planning on signing it over to him as soon as we get around to it. And then my wife has a car, 2019 Toyota Highlander. Mortgage at me and all the utilities, and then I help pay for some of the groceries too, the basic, like toilet paper, paper towels, water, other things. But I don't mind because I feel like I'm blessed, and then I pass that blessing along to them. And I'm doing well, you know, and need Social Security, so thank God for that. Thank you, God, I got VA disability. Thank you, God, for that. Anyway, so a good exercise, going back to that, as I was mentioning, and I think I was coming in booking up before, hopefully not now. Well, find a dirt track or dirt road. And if you're like me and don't like direct, this will be, it'll be beneficial, guaranteed, you know. And I'm saying that before about why I don't want to exercise my heart. Well, because of sleep apnea, you know, how many sleep, wake up when you're not breathing. They say that not so good for the heart. I don't know for sure. That's what they say. But just to take care of that in case I started doing the high-intensity training, which is a little bit better, I think, than running a mile or two, because then you also put a lot of impact on the joints and in the back. And also, I believe, you know, when you get older, I don't know for sure, but I think the long-distance running is not so good. And for me, it's kind of boring just to keep running and running. I used to do it in the Army. You know, I could run 10 miles at a time. I did a couple of half marathons. But that's why they developed the run-walk method. You ever heard of that? Jeff Galloway, G-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y. He developed the run-walk method, and he's done over 200 marathons. And he says that's the way to go because when you run and then walk a little ways and run again and walk and so on until you finish a marathon, now your time's going to be a little bit, not much difference, they say, but the recovery afterwards, you know, the pain that you feel in your body, the joints, after a marathon, not so bad, not so intense. But even that doesn't really give me what I've been checking out on the internet. And it's not that hard either. You know, as I mentioned, find yourself a dirt road or a dirt track, a straightaway. Run down about 100 yards, turn around, come back, do that several times, however many times you want to do it. And do it in the morning before you eat. And let me know if that works for you. Well, you don't have to. I mean, you can call VBS Radio at any time, and it has to be patched into me if you want to, you know. If you disagree about anything, or if you just want to say something, I might get an influx of calls now, but it's an open invitation. You know, I've had guests before on my show, and sometimes they bring up controversial topics. But I'm going to change the subject now from exercising to something that I saw on TV the other day. I'm a big YouTube fan. I don't know if you are, but I see all these really cool videos on YouTube. And there are some brand names that you can look for, do a search for. One is Gaia. I mentioned that on the last show, G-A-I-A, which is another term for Mother Earth. You know, Mother Earth is, in essence, a cosmic being in her own right, you know. We attribute the pronoun her to Mother Earth because Mother Nature, you know, that's kind of goes hand in hand, you know what I mean. That's understandable. But back to her being a cosmic being. In other words, Mother Earth is alive. She's got a fiery molten core on the inside, and on the outside, you have plant life of many varieties, so many hundreds and hundreds of different types of trees around the world, and bushes and plants and flowers, thousands and thousands of different types of flowers and grass and fields and wheat and all kinds of different plants, right? And then animal life. The animal life belongs to a planet, too. That was the second force of the universe that the Supreme Creator initiated at the Big Bang. The second force was the plant, the force that created, that creates the plant and animal life. The first force is the force that creates the suns and the planets and the moons. The third force is the force that creates the sentient life, all those thousands of pieces of our universe. This isn't smart enough to realize it this time, which don't mean to insult you, but anyone that prides himself on their intelligence, and in this day and age, people usually do pride themselves on their intelligence, but, you know, get all these wars popping out, and the reason we have wars is because people don't have the intellect to resolve their differences peacefully, you know. They just don't have the intelligence. You know what I mean? So, the fourth force of the universe, which the Supreme Creator implemented, was the force which put that little bit, that spark of the soul of the Supreme Creator, of the spirit, into a physical body, which is the soul. The soul is that little lamp of your soul. You'll notice when you get to the afterlife that you shine with a certain intensity. Your spirit is going to shine. Your soul will shine. Your soul shines, and that lights up the spirit. And so depending on just how much you develop yourself spiritually or how evolved you are, you will shine with a certain intensity. Obviously, is to graduate from this existence from compared to prior to when you were born on this planet to when you leave this world and enter the afterlife, that your lamp of your soul will be brighter than it was when you were born into this world. You know what I mean? Did I say that? I don't have to rephrase that to you. Do I? You know what I mean? So I guarantee you, and then when you get to meet the Mother and Father God and stand in the throne room or be in the throne room, there's a lot of redeemed, beautiful spirits that are there right now, even as I speak, on that world over there, on fire, a very special fire, I might add, the home of the spirit. And the spirit can live in fire, don't forget, because the spirit is made of light energy. But when you get into the presence of the Mother and Father God, you're going to notice that their light is so, so powerful and intense. You won't be able to actually see into their being, what they look like, unless they invite you to and open up. They can do that. They have that power. They can lower the light so you can look at them. And what do they look like? They look just like you and me. We're truly, truly made in their image. However, they're a lot larger. They're huge spirits because they've been growing. The growth is the all about growth. That's what the Supreme Creator desired at the very beginning of the physical universe with the Big Bang, growth. That's why. I'm just wondering here, how am I doing? Am I breaking up more like I used to? Don, are you out there? You might be doing something else. Because I think I'll be okay. I'm just standing on the concrete here instead of the carpet. I might be able to move the carpet over. Give me just a few seconds, please. Okay, that'll be good. All right. Now I'm standing on the carpet. If you've ever stood on concrete before, or pavement, it's not good for the body, you know. It's like running on pavement or concrete. The impact is less. I mean, more. Yeah. But anyway, that feels a lot better. Because I've had to move around, and that's kind of strange. I was breaking up there because I've had the last few radio shows in that same location. But anyway, so that's why it behooves us, going back to what I was saying, behooves each and every one of us to really increase the lamp of your soul. You know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I am such a good singer. I work at it all the time, but today I've done a new thing. I'm just catching off here and talking about singing. Have you ever tried singing with a song? I mean, not a karaoke song, but a regular song, singing along with the lead singer? It's sometimes not an easy thing to do. It can be painful, you know, depending on just how, it's a weird thing, you know, it's almost like time traveling in a way, for lack of a better way of putting it. But today I sang like a song by Jim Croce called Time in a Bottle. Of course, he's passed away, but then, you know, a lot of the songs we listen to are by people who have passed away. You listen to any Beatles songs from, you know, back in the 60s. Like, I know quite a few of them, which I practice. For karaoke, you know, you have the background vocals, but you don't have the main vocals. But if you did sing along to, like, a song that has all the vocals, then you know that George and John have passed away. But maybe it's a psychological thing, you know. Sometimes it feels like it's so real, you know, like they're right there, and you can feel it. But you know that the person passed away. I also sang If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot, you know, and he passed away recently. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie, but I'm wishing well. And so there's another one, Alone Again by Dawkins, you know, and I sang Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, singing along with Robert Plant, and Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. That was kind of tough because James Hetfield, the lead singer for Metallica, you know, he kind of back then in those days when they recorded Nothing Else Matters, that was back in the 80s, I think, and they were pretty tough, you know, dudes back then, drinking a lot, partying, and not a lot of love, I think, you know, but now it's a difference. That's really the difference that I detect in people's voices when I sing along with them, just how tolerant they are and how loving they are. Some people are more than others, you know. I sing along like with some of the Journey songs, Wheel in the Sky, maybe, or Don't Stop Believing. You know, Steve Perry, he was like one of the best rock singers ever back then. In the top 20, for sure. And I think in my top 10, in top 5, Steve Perry is just like super singer, you know. Anyway, so that is a new thing I've been trying. Now, some of my karaoke songs that I do practice on have, I'm going to take a drink, these full vocals. For example, Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. And there are some other songs that have almost all of the vocals, you know, and a lot of background vocals, but very few have all the vocals. But try, if you're a singer, try this. And that might be a new thing. I might have just invented something here that might be kind of famous, you know. I know they have lip sync, and they've got karaoke, but try singing along with just any old song, you know, the original song, without any voices being dubbed, you know. Try singing along with the main singer. That's an experience that you have to go through to understand what I'm talking about, because it can be kind of painful. If you don't understand what I mean, try it yourself. Pick a song that you might know, that you like, and sing along with the lead singer. Now, I'd recommend you turn it down to where the volume is about the same volume as you're singing. Otherwise, you'll get drowned out. But it's pretty cool, you know, harmonizing like that. It might take us to another level in our evolution. Who knows? But anyway, going back to being in front of the Mother and Father God, their light shines. Why? Very bold. We are the power. Their light is like, it's a powerful, powerful force. I'll tell you the truth. I'm not lying to you. When you are in spiritually, you will be able to withstand the brilliance and the glory of their light. That light will wash over you like a hurricane force wind, for lack of a better way of putting it. You know what I mean? And only those who are sufficiently developed spiritually and evolved can be in their presence and enjoy all the company there in the throne room amongst all the angels and the music and the activities that are going on constantly. I mean, believe me, they work hard. The Mother and Father God are hard at work running their solar system, especially planet Earth, you know, with everything that's going on. They are 100% in touch with every single thing that's going on in this world. There's angels that are reporting back to them all the time. They're on different missions. There are cameras, some kind of heavenly camera that's recording everything. All our lives are being recorded. Did you know that? Every single second of our life is being recorded. And I tell you the truth. That is absolutely the truth. We are being recorded every single second of our lives. And when you pass away, when you enter the afterlife, transition into the spirit realms, you're going to have a life review. And how else do they do that other than to have recorded it? Does that make sense? Yeah. So from the moment that you were born to the day you die, whether it's of old age or maybe in a flaming car crash, God forbid, or for whatever reason, you will see your entire life in a hologram, maybe, or a TV screen or some other method. But every second you will see, and you'll be also reliving it. Besides being a spectator, you'll be back in yourself, reliving it, like maybe when you're in the fifth grade and you got into a fight with Johnny and you threw a few punches and you both hit each other, and you're going to feel that pain that he felt also. That's a three-way thing, actually. Remember that. Three ways. From a spectator's point of view, and also back in your body went the way you were at that time, and also as the person you were interacting with. So if you're going to fight with Johnny in the fifth grade and you hit Johnny, you're going to feel the pain of that blow that he felt and the emotions and so on. So any interaction you have with anybody is going to be felt, any pain you gave them, any words that you used that might have hurt them in some way. You think that words don't hurt people? You're going to find out they do if you didn't already realize it. The things we say can really affect people in a negative way. That's why it behooves us to always do our very best. My friends, I encourage you to always speak love, because life is too short. A person can be gone tomorrow, you know. Someone that you meet at the store or the gas station or walking on the street may not be here tomorrow and calling you. So it behooves us to try our best and give it 100% always to treat your fellow human being, your neighbor, as yourself, you know. To love. Love is the key. Love will get us through all these negative things that are going on, war and killing, shooter events, you know, you watch the news. It's entirely, almost entirely negative news. Now, I feel sorry for them, you know, especially the people that have to report it. They get paid good money, you know. Some of these people get paid $5 million a year or more. And so that is good money, but, and they're very intelligent too. So it's, in a way, it's kind of enjoyable to listen to. You know, if you sit in front of the television and watch them and you're talking with somebody, it can be an intelligent conversation, you know. They're very brilliant indeed, but. And then they switch to commercials. I understand they have to pay for it, but oh my God, you know, they'll talk about the war in Ukraine or in Israel and the Gaza Strip. But now let's take a break for a commercial. You know, let's Colonial Penn Life Insurance or maybe GMC or Ford, you know, some commercial. And then back to the news, back to the war. It sounds a little bit, I mean, I understand, you know. And I don't want to say anything negative. My mother always said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Well, I do make a few exceptions when I'm in my radio show talking, you know. My point is that there's a lot of negativity on television today, and we should, each and every one of us, do our part to help make the world a better place. And go ahead and switch to YouTube. There's some incredibly wonderful videos. And that's one thing I did want to talk with you. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, there are some, besides Gaia, Mother Earth, yes, Mother Earth is a cosmic being. Mother Earth is alive. And she has all this plant and animal life. I just see, there's a couple of cardinals that live around here. They just landed in a tree over there behind the backyard. And they're very intelligent little creatures, you know, for lack of better way of describing them. Very beautiful, you know. The male is red, the female is kind of grayish red. And they've got this beautiful little whistle. You know how a cardinal sounds, right? And they're just watching me flying around. Okay, one just flew away. Anyway, so on one, Mother Gaia, Earth, all planets are cosmic beings. They're actually alive. It's true. They are. You know, if the sun were to extinguish itself, you know, it would take 8 minutes for the light of the sun to come. It takes 8 minutes for the light of the sun to come to Earth. But if the sun were to extinguish itself, so that light would take 8 minutes, and then there would be no more light, and the Earth would freeze up and be a frozen ball of rock floating in space. It would die. Planets die occasionally around the universe. But just realize that, you know, we have to take good care of Mother Earth. You know, I'm guilty of polluting the atmosphere with my car. Carbon monoxide, you know, is going into the atmosphere. It's not meant to be that way. You know, we're taking it out of the Earth, too. And I feel bad about that as well. But that's where we are until we evolve to a level where we don't use fossil fuels anymore. And then think about how maybe we might have to make some reparations to the Earth as far as the tectonic plates moving around underneath the surface of the Earth, which the oil is used for that purpose, not for us to extract it from the Earth and use it for powering our fossil fuel engines, you know. That's not what oil was created for. But then, I don't know for sure. Maybe the Mother and Father God, who, as I mentioned when I said the four forces of the universe, you know, I'll go over them again. The first force was the force that created the suns, the planets, and the moons. The second force, the plant and animal life. The third force, the sentient beings, all those different bodies out there, wonderfully made bodies, and I'll talk about that in just a little while. Also, the fourth force is that the soul, the little spark of light from the Supreme Creator passed down, which powers the soul, you know, the lamp of the soul. A spark of the Supreme Creator, my friends. All that's the fourth force. And the Supreme Creator is just awesome. And that is who I mainly pray to nowadays. I mean, I understand that my mother and father God, who actually created my soul and spirit. On some sun, I don't know if it was this sun or another sun in another solar system, you know. I believe I'm what they call a mystic traveler. I'm an old soul. I've been around the universe. I think I've lived quite a few past lives, although I can't remember them. And none of us can, because we cross over when we're born into this world through the river of oblivion. And that's the purpose of it, is to erase the memory of past lives and universal knowledge, because we're living in a very special environment here on planet Earth, where we're here to learn to love each other and learn basic social values. It takes a while. Evolution is a very slow process. At the beginning, and even now, there's been a lot of war, you know, killing. And the Bible talks about Cain and Abel, you know. Killing has always been happening, and not only other species, too, around the universe, like the reptilian extraterrestrials, and then there are some that look like lions, felines, and they were engaged in the war many, many hundreds of thousands of years ago. Yes, evolution, every single creature is evolving. You better believe it, my friends. Evolution applies to everything, even planets. Planet Earth right now is a Category 1 planet on a scale of 1 to 9, whereas 1 is the lowest, otherwise known as a planet of sorrows, you know, with all the war and killing. And have you not noticed how sad people look sometimes? We're on a planet of sorrows. But when you get to a level 9, category 9, then you're at the top, which is as close to heaven, the spirit realm, as you can get. Category 9 planet is just a beautiful world of paradise. Paradise. When she was a girl, she entered the world, but it flew away from reach. So she ran away in her sleep and dreamed of paradise. That's another song I've been working on. And I've got to learn Sky Full of Stars. I really love that song. And also Closer to Home by Grand Funk Railroad. When I lived in Guadalajara, and I was going to 11th and 12th grade, a few were Grand Funk Railroad, and then there was In a God of the Vida by Byron Butterfly. You ever heard of that song? In a God of the Vida, baby, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a God of the Vida, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? 17 minutes of a song that just, even today, I've listened to it so many times. I used to wake up in the morning before I go to school and put that record on, and it was just heavy metal. Minutes left. So there's another, going back to YouTube, talking about the different videos on YouTube. Check out, besides the guy, the AIA, check out Astral Legend. Galaxy. I mean, there's some that have blue skin. I mean, Syrians, so many different types and different sizes, and oh my God, there's so many of them, and they're all extremely, extremely intelligent. They might be listening to me right now. Why can't you help us? So they, you know, they're not meant to interfere or intervene in the affairs of a planet, of a species, you know, because every planet is entitled to its own evolutionary affairs, if you will. You know, they're not meant to serve us their guidance on the silver platter, if you know what I mean. When we make mistakes, we're supposed to pay the price of making those mistakes. But there are so many, and the grays out there, you know, different types of variations of gray. You know, pretty. Kind of creepy, you know. But I love them, you know. I feel love in my heart for all those extraterrestrials out there because I know that they're brothers and sisters in spirit. Ultimately, they do have that side of them too, you know, that soul, spirit inside of them that goes into that body, and then they live their lives in the physical realm like we do, like we're doing, and they can live, some can live to be 20,000, 50,000 years old because they've learned how to regenerate their cells. They have like a quantum cell regenerator. Some species do. Born that way, their cells automatically regenerate, and they can live indefinitely. You know, it's pretty amazing. And they're out there. You know, I mentioned this before. I'll say it again. If all this life on Earth happened by accident, then logically it can happen by accident on any planet. And, you know, even a fifth grader can understand that there are planets everywhere in the universe. You know, not only in all those different solar systems out there, but all those different galaxies. Lots and lots and lots, millions and millions of planets out there, my friends. And so now that we've got that taken care of, right, and all we're waiting for the people that aren't so smart, you know, because maybe they're younger than us, you know. As you get older, you get wiser and smarter. And for them to catch up, you know, and realize, yeah, there's other planets, millions and billions of other planets out there. And so if all the life here on Earth happened by accident, logically it can happen by accident on those other planets out there, right? Got it? Yeah. Bridging the gap between belief and knowledge, right? We're good with that? Yeah. Everybody? No? Some? Maybe? Everybody? Okay. There is life out there. But that's if it happened by accident. But if it happened by a creator who put all those cosmic forces into effect. You know, why a mother and father God, when they reach that co-creator God status, after living their lives and all these, like we're living on planet Earth right now, and when we pass away, we'll go to the spirit realms, heaven, if you will, call it what you like, you know, and spend time there, and we'll decide eventually, but we'll, because we want to evolve and achieve co-creator God status. Oh, wow. There's a dog over there. Hey, what you doing in there? You got back to your yard. Come on over here and barking at me. That's wrong. Did you hear that? That's a dog. He gets through a hole in the fence. Hey, now you go back to your yard. You know you're not supposed to be in there. You come on now. I'll go tell your owner. A hole in the neighbor's yard right next to this house. Incredible. You get to see all the different types of extraterrestrials in the universe, in the grays. I mean, you know, they're out there. And I was going to say, and if there is a creator, of course we know there is, who put all those forces into effect, and that's how a mother and father God created our solar system and other co-created solar systems, all the planets, the moon, and the sun, of course. You know, the first thing they do is create the sun, and they have to get that nuclear fire going in the core, you know, and all they have to do is have knowledge of the words to put those cosmic forces into effect. And it takes a long time through that process of evolution to when you do eventually reach the point where you have the knowledge to speak those words and put those forces into effect and get, just like it says in the Bible, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Well, hello, that's the same thing. The Word is powerful. We are creating the universe with our words, believe it or not. Now, it might be called something else. Other languages, you know, other species communicate in different ways. The Word, though, is the Word. And whether it's done vocally or telepathically, the Word is the Word. And the Word creates, or the word destroys. So be careful with your words. We're working on creating the universe with the creator of the universe, the supreme creator. I'm not talking about co-creator. Well, we're co-creator gods too, which we are all aspiring to be. We are co-creator gods in the making, my friends. So don't forget that, please. You are so worthy. You are great. You are awesome. As a human being, you are an amazing creation. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, just like the Bible says. You know, a heart that beats independently of our wills. In lifetime, you can live to be 100 years old. Some people do, you know. Some people don't live to be that old. And that's okay. Our lives are planned in the pre-existence before we are born. That's another subject. I only have a little bit of time left, but there's so much to learn. And you can learn from my book in the Amazon Kindle bookstore, The Great Brain of Gold, if you're interested in developing yourself spiritually, increasing that little lamp of your soul. Remember I was talking about that? Your soul's lamp will shine with a brighter intensity when you pass away. I guarantee you, it will help your soul and your spirit. Proud, for lack of a better way of putting it, of having evolved to that point where you know how to withstand their glory. Here's a prayer. Thank you, creator of the universe. You're up there. You're cool. You're beautiful. You're loving. You're omniscient. You're omnipotent. Thank you for everything. Please, Earth, to continue evolving, you know, help us to find peace. I don't know if it's possible, but you're able, God, in a good way, help us. Please, bless us all, everybody, all your children, everywhere around the world, please, God. Thank you for everything. We love you. Thank you for loving us. And amen. All right, talk to you next week. I love you. Bye-bye.